For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. 300 yards from LaGuardia Airport runways. That's where 14,000 inmates are housed at Rikers Prison Complex, right in the middle of the East River, between Queens and the Bronx. 14,000 prisoners sleep there each night.
Rikers Island. People are going to Rikers, and they're not even being charged, which is really just an extension of the Obama campaign of we could just lock you up without giving you any charges.
James Lane is with the Green Party.
All of my Green Party brothers and sisters from this state to the island of Hawaii said we are disgusted. We just can't believe what's going on in this country. If this was any other country, we'd be going to war with them right now.
Yeah.
We'd be going in there saying, you know, we got to install a democracy in there because people are getting killed at an outrageous rate here.
Shut down Rikers.
Shut down Rikers.
Rise up October.
Activists are calling Rikers a debtor's prison. This is because each year thousands of innocent people are sent to jail because they can't afford to post bail. This puts them at risk of losing their jobs, their homes, custody of their children, even their lives. And while recent attention is focused on abuse at the prison and deplorable conditions, as well as millions paid out by the city in lawsuits, activist Samsara Taylor says the time for finger-wagging is over.
It is time for us to put our bodies on the line, to demand Rikers Island be shut down.
Taylor spoke at a City Hall rally this week about a direct nonviolent action outside of Rikers. It's set for Friday morning as part of Rise Up October.
We say that our bodies are not more precious than the bodies of our sisters and our brothers locked down in Rikers. Our liberties are not more precious than their futures and their lives. If we preserve our comfort and our safety at the cost of letting them languish in a torture island, then we forfeit our humanity.
Taylor holds photos of men who died at Rikers. Victor Woods, he died of a bleeding ulcer after spending a week at Rikers on drug charges. Bradley Ballard, a mentally ill inmate, died of self-mutilation after 7 days at Rikers. There's a photo of Carlos Mercado. He died of complications from diabetes at Rikers. This after guards failed to respond to his pleas for help. There's 18-year-old Christopher Robertson. He was murdered at Rikers while waiting for his release. Ronald Spear, a 52-year-old with kidney problems, was beaten to death by a Rikers guard. And there are others, like Khalif Browder.
He was 16 years old. He was walking on Arthur Avenue with a friend. He was accused of stealing a backpack. Police pulled him over. They never produced any evidence, but they took him. They took him. They held him in Rikers. They didn't produce evidence that day. They didn't produce it that week. They did not produce evidence for 3 years. He sat in Rikers Island as a teenager. They put him 2 years in solitary confinement. This is torture by international standards. He was beaten by guards. He was beaten by inmates with the guards looking on and the surveillance cameras capturing the whole thing. Eventually, they had to drop the case on him because they had no evidence. June 6th this year, Khalif Browder, who had been traumatized, who had been deeply scarred by the torture he had endured, who'd been deprived his childhood, he took his own life.
These lives lost and the lives of those languishing away in jail who may have done absolutely nothing wrong are the reasons for the action Friday morning with activists and students from Columbia, NYU, and others. It's at 9 a.m. at the Queens entrance to Rikers. For more information, go to riseupoctober.org. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.